Our next presenter is Professor Xinyue Ye, who is Associate Professor in Geography from Kent State University, and also a visiting scholar at our Center for Geographic Analysis.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone. And so today in my talk, I will show some demo and for my recently released the free software, and soon will be open source. First is the logic behind our design is focused on some the hard theory about human dynamics. Because our understanding why we need to consider space and time in data science is first, many of these data are actually generated by people, consumed by people. So nowadays, like recently, we have a IGGIS special issue on human dynamics in the kind of big data area. So we are looking at how the human behaviors and the environment interact with each other across scale. We can consider human as a central element to connect the spatial and the social networks. So from the policy perspective, if we look at the urban planning, like the science, and then we recently moved from a more centralized top-down approach to a more decentralized bottom-up perspective. And essentially, if we want to understand cities better, we need to understand the system of network flow. So for that, the spatial analysis and the network analysis come together. Because according to network analysis, we pay more attention to the flows and kind of between them than really look at the node itself. Okay, so if from the funding perspective, National Science Foundation has spent lots of efforts to call for smart and connected city and smart and connected health. Luckily, with a group of interdisciplinary researchers in the past 5 years, I have been receiving grants every year from NSF, from the human dynamics all the way to the recent new with the Center for Big Learning. So the logic behind that is use the human dynamics as for the central argument, and no matter is the information flow or the transportation. Kind of movement, we can always consider it's a kind of connect flow across networks. So that's a basic idea behind that. So for the, I think in 2014, there was a very famous paper in the ECM Transactions on Intelligence Systems and Technology. They began to define the urban computing. And for that, they argue if we want to have a better understanding of these larger amounts of data, we need to develop our exploratory realization in a much more interactive way, allow us to generate a new hypothesis. So we need some integration of instant data mining techniques. So look at this. This is actually from our first project, work with San Diego State researchers for the wildfires in South California. And when the wildfire is going on, we designed a tool which allow us quickly look at how the message diffuse across different nodes, and we can immediately classify these nodes into different communities. At the same time, link to things, all these information coming out you have labeled them space and time, we can look at how these kind of space-time patterns emerge over time. So, and for that, we borrow these ideas into the, because for that, I can give more detailed introduction in other presentation. Due to the time limitation, I only focus on this transportation flow, because we adopted the same idea, see the movements of individuals in the urban area. If we look at how the traditional or current transportation studies mainly conducted, they are very much based on empirical models or survey methods. All these based on simulation products to evaluate now the road networks. However, if there's a kind of the, we need a, really need a strong kind of exploratory, like a visualization framework, allow us to look at query everything dynamically, and also allow us to take in the real-time data. So at the same time, there is a big gap is the advanced methodological developments are on hands of a small group of people. On the other side, domain users have many trajectory data. However, it's very difficult for them to find a kind of open access toolkit to use it. When we apply for grants from NSF, we promise everything will be open source. So this is a kind of the strategies we want to develop a robust and easy to use software enabling the effective exploration of the data. So how large, if we think about or complicated, if we consider the trajectory of the taxi, we use for some open data for the Beijing taxi data only for 3 months, 33,000 Beijing taxi data. It end up 400 million kilometers, the GPS points is 790 million. Let alone many cities, they are want to use 1 year data. So it will make the things, the query become very kind of complicated. And the trajectory at each position, it will link to many other data. For example, POI or the other description, location profile, will make the query more challenging. So we want to develop some software to deal with that. And definitely, so for the easy access, powerful computing, scalable, it's all understandable. But what we want to add something new into that is allow multiple users at the same time into access system, let them to have a dialogue with each other. So we build the called the church a graph database and the visualization interface to deal with this kind of movement data. So that's some we use kind of the open source or free tools, because our major purpose through these grants is to make it more like education friendly. So that's the reason is recently we moving towards the Center for Big Learning is want to promote this kind of open source use. Okay, so the intellectual merits behind that are like threefold. And firstly, we have a cloud-based computing platform. So users don't need to develop, have their own like kind of the platform to kind of run the data. And we have the database, efficient database to enabling the efficient data management. And we also have a very intuitive visualization interface that you will see very soon. So the idea of this kind of the software is we consider it as software as a service, because we free the common users the burden of computing. And at the same time, we have also developed it for the local kind of local use, because some trajectory data is very sensitive. They don't want to upload online. So we also have been developing the local versions to allow people to play the trajectory data in their own computer without any connection to internet. So regarding the database itself, we have some parallel graph model to deal with the city network. It's based on a BSP model for large scale graph computing. And we also create the graph from the network by mapping load segments to vertices and adding edges between two connected vertices. So in other words, turn the physical road network into more like a social network connection. Among the street segments, And we also support various and concurrent data queries and applications. So in our system, we develop three types of queries. One is called the road statistics query, allow you to query the road, and also go to query the moving object, like a taxi or person, I mean anything moving. And we also query the trajectory itself. So we have been using this applied to many interesting case studies, like the below these four graphs, and is China, the Shenzhen is a city, large city across the border of Hong Kong. So we use that to detect the city's kind of the structure, the structure based on the movement, because how it works is for each kind of trajectory, it pass by the each street segment, and each street segment has a street name. So in other words, each trajectory become a document, is ordered by the kind of the words, and then the kind of trajectory modeling become a text data mining. So based on text data mining, you would be able to classify the urban structure. So that's how we get for the city caps, because most of city caps form the kind of the leading kind of region of a city, because most people will not use a taxi for a long trajectory, long movement, except there's a kind of corridor from the green one from here to there. Here is the border of Hong Kong and Shenzhen, and that one actually is their airport. So this is their major transportation corridor. So the bottom, the top left, the top right, the bottom left are urban structure in different time points based on the text data mining, as I mentioned, for the taxi movement on the street names. In the bottom right is based on the two person at the same time to query within half an hour where they should meet, and which type of restaurant they want to go. And they can decide for them, then they can drive to the place. So they, in other words, they are doing concurrent queries. So we also work with a kind of the transportation department to look at about the accident. And for that, how we identify accident is for the speed, for your speed, we compare to the street limit, and then you will classify you into these five kind of the categories. If there is a sudden category change, it means very possibly you did a very bad driving behavior. So it's very possible will cause traffic accidents. We use that to correlate to the real reported accidents. It's a highly correlated. So the logic behind that is, in the 2016, 2 years ago, NSF released a dear colleague letter saying robust and reliable research in the social behavior and economic sciences. And then later we go to quote this kind of letter a lot, saying we need to develop something, allow the non-expert, all the people have zero skills in GIS, how they can use to develop the trajectory data set to visualize trajectory data set. So I want to show you something here for this our demo.
Trend Analytics is a visual analytics software which integrates scalable data management and interactive visualization with a powerful web-based computing platform. It consists of multiple modules. In this example, we will go through all modules and explain the function of each module. The first module is the data loading module. This module allows users to upload their raw trajectory datasets in CSV format. Each data item refers to one sampling point. The values should include geolocations as longitude and latitude, trip ID, timestamp, and speed is optional. To start uploading the data, the user needs to go through the following steps. First, input the username. In this example, we will use TrageLab as a username. Next, input the database name. Let's use Fortu as a database name. Then, pick the CSV file that contains the raw data. Next, select and match the attributes. Finally, the module will convert the raw data to a TD table, which is important into our TRA-based database. TD table stores the trip data instead of the raw sampling points.
Okay, so I want to very quickly add one comment. The reason we put it online is first, definitely it's easy for people who do not want to install anything into their computer to learn it if you have the internet connection. The other reason is when you design, when you might remember the first step is you need to put your like a kind of login information, or you need to come up with some under your name. So it means if you develop something here in Harvard, you somewhere here, then someone in Cleveland, you can tell them that's under your name. Pick up your same data sets, the same configuration from you, and do the visualization on his or her side. And we are also thinking about the same ways all the procedure you develop can be replicated, because all your steps you have done is recorded. It's like you have the web log. So for that is every of your work is now rested on the cloud. Okay, so
trips are aggregated by trajectory ID into trips. TRA-based creates three types of spatial indices to enhance the query speed of data. A TD table stores trips as groups of spatio-temporal points. However, they are not managed in the appropriate geographical context. Trip Analytics further provides two different ways to match the trip data with geographical units, streets, and regions, respectively. The second module is the Road Map Matching module. This module automatically fetches corresponding road segments data from OpenStreetMap and matches the raw GPS data with road segments. To start the road map matching process, the user needs to go through the following steps. First, input the username to retrieve all uploaded databases. Next, select a database. Then, the module will display a heat map with a bounding box of all sample points. The user can edit and select the working region bounding box. Finally, the module will download the road network from OpenStreetMap and start the process of road map matching.
Because when you have the data, it has a latitude, longitude, time ID, but it's not matching with the streets. So if without the street system behind, you will always get the what we call street line, right? So you have streets, then you will be going along the street. Then they begin to do the matching. The matching will really make your the CSV file into a real trajectory based on the streets. Otherwise, you will only get the street line connection. But on the urban streets, the transportation will not be on the street line. It will be based on network. So what we network we have is, since OpenStreetMap and all the others have the kind of street network behind, so we will do this kind of the matching.
Finally, the module will create a TDS table in TRA-base. TDS table stores trips similarly to a TD table, while in addition, a street ID links each point to a street segment. The third module is the regions map matching module. This module automatically matches the raw GPS data with zip code regions for USA only and grid cell regions. To start the road map matching process, the user needs to go through the following steps. First, first, input the username to retrieve all uploaded databases. Next, select your database. Then, the module will display a heat map with a bounding box of all sample points. The user can edit and select the working region bounding box. Next, the user required to select the area division method to start the process of regions map matching and create a TDR table and database.
We are also developing the function allowing user to upload your own shape file. This time, we are testing where you see here the US, the zip codes covering the whole US. So we test that it's doable no matter it's a grid cells or the.
We have two methods of area division, zip codes and grid cells.
Yeah, we will allow user to upload your own like a shape file.
TDR tables store trips similarly to a TD table, while in addition, a region ID links each point to a geo region. The last module is TrajFeeds, the web-based visual analytics interface of Traj Analytics software. In TrajFeeds, the user is required to select the table that they would like to work on. TrajFeeds will prepare a set of visualization and interaction tools. According to the selected data table type, if it is TDR, TDS, or TDR. To start using TrajFeeds, the user need to go through the following steps. First, input the username to retrieve all uploaded databases. Next, select a database and table. Then TrajFeeds will prepare a set of visualization and interaction tools. According to the type of the selected data tables, TrajFeeds contains convenient functions for effective and efficient knowledge discovery. In TrajFeeds, users can query the loaded data table to retrieve trajectory data. The interface supports three types of spatial queries to specify a geometric area on the map. Meanwhile, users specify a time period. Then users can query the trip starting from the specified area or ending at the specified area or traversing the specified area. The query results are shown in three different views: map view, list view, and chart view. The first view is the map view. In the map view, there are several visualizations for users to select on how to show the query results. In trips visualization, the trips are directly shown as connected polylines on the map. The trip start and end locations are visualized as red and green points. The start and end points are aggregated and visualized as a heat map on the map. The density function of the colors represents the density of these points. The query result is a collection of trips that pass a group of roads. A set of attributes are computed on these roads. By aggregating the information from these trips, users can select an attribute to be visualized on the street segments. For instance, flow is represented by the line width of the streets, and speed is represented by the color of the streets. The second view is the list view. In list view, the trips are visualized in a maneuverable list with their attributes as columns. Users can click on a column title to change the ranking order by the corresponding attribute. The chart view. In chart view, the trips are distributed in a given time period. Three types of charts are used to visualize the facts related to time windows.
If you, when we briefly go through this kind of video, so you can go to this website. The online system is in this website. You can do all the things you just watch on the video. We also have a video here in this website for download and play. So you will never miss any kind of step. However, when we get this done, we think about the other thing. Look at all this work we need. We need to have a computer, we need to click the button, right? Click the button. And for those people who later, if only have a cell phone, iPad, who do not want any user button, they will say, let's use touch screen. So we also already developed another interesting version which allow people to use a touch screen. Actually, the reason we are doing that is we want to see is how. Because I was an urban planner before I came to US, so we always thought about when do the field work. Sometimes other people have no idea about the map or anything we are talking about. They said, okay, give me an iPad or something. I want to use hand to draw, to do query. So this is a version extremely.
We present a new web-based visual analytics system. Named as QTevis, which facilitates domain users to query an urban transport database. It helps users to assess the traffic situations and patterns that are related to major problems in modern cities, such as traffic jams, unbalanced traffic flows, and unsatisfied travel demands. In our requirement analysis and user study,
this is by hand.
And geographers are all enthusiastic on implementing the visual traffic querying with sketch-based operations compared with traditional mouse keyboard interface. So, we started implementing a web-based system that allows users to specify arbitrary spatial traffic conditions of streets, regions, or paths through sketch-based interaction on a city map on any touch input devices. A set of visualizations and interaction functions further help users overview and compare the matched results over different time periods of different days. This consists of the following components. First, a canvas over city map to facilitate context-aware operations on the city. The map view can be shown in different styles, shows hierarchical levels of streets, and supports smooth zooming and panning. Second, a top panel allows users to toggle between info mode and sketch mode. Locate a street or point of interest by name, set up sketch parameters, and reinitialize the system. Info mode visualizes traffic data, point of interest, and other urban information, and interacts with users for their exploratory study. Sketch mode supports touch-based selection of multiple streets, regions, or paths. Users can also edit the sketches interactively. Tabs following tabs. The first tab is Manage Sketches, which allows users to define query conditions on each sketch and control the use and visibility of sketches. After sketch drawing on the canvas, users need to specify an input for each sketch with the value of their preferred traffic attributes, speed, volume, pickups, and drop-offs. For weighted matching, users also give a weight to each of the sketch instead of the default. The default weights are predefined by the hierarchical levels of sketch strings. An important visualization is given for each sketch as the bar chart on right. It indicates users with a histogram of the corresponding traffic attribute. In this way, users are hinted about the normal attribute value or outlier of a sketch, which can help them define preferred input value. The second tab is Study Distribution, which helps users investigate the distributions of similar times over weekdays, hours, and weather conditions. The colors in the bars represent the levels of similarity, while a set of popular color palette can be easily selected in the menu. In each chart, users can click on each of the icons of these categories to make them visible or invisible. These charts help users to find influential factors related to the transport behavior. The last tab is Similar Times, which shows a global view for users. It helps users to find and study the similarities of available historical times of days to the given query conditions. A grid of dots shows a heat map of similarity. Each dot presents one time window in a specific day in a specific month. Its size represents the similarity value of this time to the query. We use the color of these dots to give users some hint. In particular, we map the entropy values of the specific time to the dot color. This color gives users a clue of the diversity of these differences. Users can freely change the color schema with their preference. Users can hover the mouse over the dots to find such details. The top 10 matched times are highlighted with a green boundary so that users can immediately find what times are in the top list and matchings. Tabs in the left panel includes the following. First, the top list tab. Users can further investigate their details in the top list. This view shows a set of cards of all items in the list. They can read one card about the specific time, the date, the weather, and the differences between the input values and the actual values of each active sketch. The second tab is the map comparison map. Users can observe and compare the traffic information on a multi-map view. This view is coordinated with the major map canvas. One of the small maps can be enlarged on the canvas, and map operations on either the canvas map or any of them are well coordinated. Therefore, users can study details of any specific area of the city. Cards together with the global heat map allow users to study transportation patterns that occur over different time periods of different days. Thank you.
Let's come back to the talk. And I will quickly wrap up. So based on these two tools, actually we are thinking about the other one. It seems when we talk about trajectory, when talking about trajectory, it's not only now the mapping trajectory developer system. However, in the urban area, what we will see lots of things on left and right. This is some dangerous. I mean, if you are sitting, we cannot always send people to some dangerous neighborhood like this. So how can we, in my urban geography course, can I guide a student to a virtual kind of the field trip? For example, go to the downtown Detroit, or go somewhere, or the student across the world to the, for example, have a virtual field trip to some inner city in the US, or some large cities in China, or some cities in Africa. So for that, we're talking about the user trajectory link all these kind of the videos. We have been already developed some prototype. We probably will release it next year. This is in Akron, 20 minutes away from us. Akron nowadays has a big problem, drug problem. So we work with the police department. We put the video in the car. Actually, these different colors represent a different trajectory by different police. And when they drive, they just feel free to talk about how they think about the perceived neighborhood. So their words will immediately be translated their talking will be translated into words. And we know there's a famous humanistic geographer called Yves Tuan. According to Yves, the perceived space matters to some extent, matters more to us. Because if you pass by a coffee store in the, like here, if you never get into the store, you have no experience of the store. That store only to you does not mean anything. It's only a symbol, XY symbol. However, for the police who have been traveling on the street, they might say, okay, there is maybe a drug problem. I know there was a shooting some days ago. We need this information to enrich our data. Nowadays, though we have lots of big data, however, in many of our rundown communities, we don't have enough data. The tricky thing is, geographic data information support is actually where the data is not enough. So we need to enrich the data. We need many volunteers, people from different groups to help put information together. So we are building all this country directly in one system. When the trajectory moves, I will see like it's a movie where you see left or right. At the same time, deep learning to extract all the percentage of the percentage of sky, building, road, the pavement, all this, because it helps us to understand, for example, how depressed people are, how easy people to get out to exercise in that neighborhood, or the distribution of church. So when these are at each second, they are kind of the narrative. So these are where you do text mining, and the street names and the words they use. So it's very interesting, and when you move, it becomes very dynamic. We also come up, use the place to verse the words. So see which kind of street or kind of link to what type of words. Then the old streets will become kind of a social network. Elements that think about which streets they share more similar words. It's like nowadays in a dating website, how you match different people based on how they label themselves. So this is also being developed. And not only like that, based on people's words, we also have developed this kind of control or hotspot. See how people talk about drug or talk about some. So these hotspots based on people's the message. Okay, so to be what we have been doing so far is we want to develop this kind of the user movement. Movement to us is like how we view space. Space is a container. It's also context. It's also part of the event. And if we think broadly for the trajectory is also where the story happens. There's many reasons why we make a trajectory. We use trajectory as an interface, allow us to link to many phenomena in the urban area and the communities. So for the why we make it free and open source is on one side, we want to use this software system which can be further enhanced by computer scientists for different elements. If they want to add more like prediction power, they can do. On the other side, we have much more researchers from social and behavioral sciences. They can use this open platform to understand the complicated mechanism. Let's say if they have a CSV file of this country directory, they can upload to the system. But we are also nowadays thinking about someone, the historian, they said, okay, I know someone was born in somewhere, then go to college in some city, then go travel to another province, get his first job, then second job in somewhere else, then get married in a fourth city, then retire in the fifth city and died in somewhere else. This is also a trajectory. So we also make it easy for people to use. They don't need any GIS skill. Will help to boost the thinking. So the and later is I think why we need this platform. When we work with the police department, work with many social workers, they really need something allow them to communicate. So if this one is like an iPad, you can easily use a touch screen or can easily generate the report. It will help social workers and many government personnel to easily communicate what they want. Okay, so this is, if you go to the vs.cs.kent.edu, you can use everything there. We have a very detailed tutorial there. So feel free to throw in question. I think I'm in time, 5:30.